Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Parfina, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market. Positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. We saw extremely quiet markets in week 14, the Easter week, and of course, no trading on Friday. ATXTR went slightly up, gained 0.7%. Best stock was Immofinanz with 12% up. In our 15th stock market tournament, the first round is finished. We now know the last 16. News came from IMS Osram, Immofinanz, Verbund, Andritz, Wienerberger, Porr, Zumtobel and Addiko Bank. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 14. Monday, AMS Osram, a global leader in optical solutions, today announced that Aldo Comper has become active in his role as CEO and chairman of the management board at the company. He says, "I am very excited to lead this company, working with our teams and supervisory board to further develop our strategic focus and execution ability," said Comper. "AMS Osram's expertise in emitting, sensing and processing light makes us the partner of choice for many industries. We have an outstanding portfolio of products, technologies and solutions that enable innovative, market-changing applications for the automotive, consumer, industrial and healthcare sectors. We are at the forefront of development in optical semiconductor technology, including the industrialization of our leading micro-LED technology. I believe that we have exceptional potential to deliver new, additional value to our customers." AMS, weekly performance, -10.57%. Andritz, Dongguan Jianhu Paper Company, Limited has successfully started up a new mechanical pulping line from technology group Andritz, including the world's first twin flow prime refiner. The newly developed twin flow prime optimizes the pulp flow to each refining zone thanks to improved refining gap adjustment. This reduces wear on the refiner plates and thus results in longer plate lifetime and lower maintenance cost. Andritz, weekly performance, -9.71%. Immofinanz, Austrian-based real estate company Immofinanz sold an office property in Vienna. The Bureau im Belvedere building, with nearly 9,000 sqm of space, was sold to an Austrian investor. After successful sales totaling roughly 166 million euros last year, the current transaction in Vienna is another step in implementing our portfolio strategy. The sale also proves that there is strong demand for our properties in the current environment. That is why we are making very good progress with our portfolio optimization and the stronger focus on retail properties and office solutions with a higher yield that comes along with it, says Immofinanz CEO Radka Doring. Immofinanz, weekly performance, 12.07%. Verbund, at its latest meeting, the supervisory board of Verbund AG appointed the members of the executive board and set their terms of office from January 1, 2024. The three current board members Michael Strugel, Peter F. Kallman and Achim Kasper were all reappointed. Susanna Zapriva Hennebichler, currently chairwoman of the executive board of German company Inercity AG, has been newly appointed to the executive board of Verbund. Verbund, weekly performance, 5.11%. Tuesday, Wienerberger. Wienerberger acquires energy and water management solutions provider Wideco Sweden AB. With the acquisition of Wideco, a Swedish-based technology company, Wienerberger Group is taking a further step into rapidly and consistently enhancing its smart solution offerings. Given Wideco's expertise in developing innovative Internet of Things, IoT, solutions, Wienerberger will be able to offer enhanced smart solutions, enabling customers to increase their operational safety such as measuring, localizing, and preventing leaks in district heating pipelines. Wideco's offering includes full solutions, covering sensor devices, IoT sensors, data communication and a user-friendly real-time web monitoring platform. Wienerberger, weekly performance, -4.37%. Wednesday, Porr, the construction company BBTSE has awarded the contract for the construction of the Fonsbrenner Tunnel section to a consortium of Powerbau GmbH and Graz-based Marti GmbH and Marti Tunnel AG. The contract is worth 959 million euros. This is the largest construction lot in Austrian history, Power stated, "We are delighted to be tackling this project of the century with our partner Marti," said Power CEO Karl-Heinz Strauss. "The Brenner-based tunnel is a key response to the core issue of mobility that Europe needs to address." Power, weekly performance, -3.02%. Amsosram, an Austrian-based global leader in optical solutions, announced today that the disposal of the digital systems business in Europe and Asia to Inventronics, a supplier of LED drivers, has closed. The digital systems business in Europe and Asia employs around 600 people and operates widely across a large number of European and Asian countries. Inventronics is a publicly traded company headquartered in Hangzhou, China. Inventronics maintains global operations including manufacturing facilities in China, India and Mexico in addition to distribution centers in the US and the Netherlands. Sales offices in major markets around the world service customers in more than 100 countries. AMS, weekly performance, -10.57%. Zumdubel, the Lightning Group Zumdubel was once again awarded an EcoVadis gold medal. Despite an increased rating scale and stricter criteria, the gold status was maintained. The new score puts the company among the top 1% in the industry comparison. With a leap from silver to gold at the end of 2021, the renewed award of the gold medal by EcoVadis confirms that the Zumdubel Group is on the right path with its sustainability agenda. The evaluation by an independent and globally operating rating agency is of great relevance for our company. We see that we have taken the right and successful path with our sustainability activities. Our sustainability team and all departments involved are making a great contribution to the accomplishment of our sustainability goals, which not only benefits the environment, but also our customers and partners, says Alfred Felder, CEO of the Zumdubel Group. Zumdubel, weekly performance, 1.42%. Thursday, Addiko Bank AG is expected to buy back up to 350,000 shares from April 11, 2023 to around March 29, 2024, which corresponds to around 1.3% of the current share capital. The maximum amount of money allocated for the 2023 share buyback program is €3,205,625. The repurchase serves the purpose of offering the shares to employees, executives and members of the management board of Addiko Bank AG or one of its affiliated companies as part of the variable remuneration program. Addiko Bank, weekly performance, -5.42%. Friday, Andritz, Austrian-based technology group Andritz has received an order from Winston Pulp International Limited WPI to perform a comprehensive twin-wire press retrofit at their Kirioi pulp mill in New Zealand. The Andritz approach is tailor-made to minimize the effort and time involved. Their current Andritz twin-wire press with a working width of 2 meters has been in operation since the mill opened in 1978. To improve the machine's performance, reliability, and safety, Andritz will replace the machine's carbon steel frame with a stainless steel frame and modernize further machine components. The retrofit will leave the machine foundations and connections basically untouched. All installed rolls and bearings will be reused, as well as the dewatering boards replaced by Andritz in 2019. Andritz, weekly performance, -9.71%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Austrian Stocks English.